want to look at our lesson that we dealt with on last week, and I want to use for another subject. We looked at taking things for granted, but in due time, amen. This morning, I want you to go back to 2 Chronicles and chapter 26. And I want to look at the 18th verse. Second Chronicles chapter 26. I want us to look at the 18th verse. Amen. Let's read it together. And they withstood Uzziah. Of the Lord. I want to talk on something rather that's going to continue with our preaching on last week, but I want to use for this topic, and I want you to pray with me if you don't mind for a little while as we look at it. I want to look at the topic, two roads. Two roads. Bear with me for a little while. We'll work with that topic to correspond with the Word of God. But two roads. Let me say this, that first of all, is that God has always given us an opportunity to become close to Him. In the beginning, God had set everything straight for us to have everything that we need and with a close relationship with Him, but sin got in the way. I'm doing this sin. It came about the law. God had chosen a nation to be His people. And because the ones that He had chosen, we know that was Israel, those was the Jews. And anyone else was considered a Gentile that was not of the Jewish nation. And the Jews had been promised by God the inheritance that everyone that was of the seed of Abraham. In order for the Gentile to have this promise of God, he had to be a proselyte, meaning he had to convert over to a Jew. There was enmity between the Jews and the Gentiles. And because one believed that they were the children of God and they were going to heaven and they had the right to the promises. And the other one, being the Gentiles, that did not have a right to the promises of God. So it was enmity. And then we have to look at that between man and God, there was also a separation. That separation between a man and God took place because man had sinned and man could not go directly to God. But because of God, who He is, and because of His love for us, the law was established, but now because of Jesus Christ, the law was abolished. And abolishing the law by the cross. And the cross had changed that, because what happened now is that the Bible says, and God says, and Jesus done the act, and says now that your body is a tabernacle of the Holy Spirit. Which means now that we are living sacrifices. mean there's no more sacrifices of the goat, the lamb, the ram, because of his death on the cross. And so we are living sacrifices. Romans 12 and 1 says here, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your body a living sacrifice, meaning wholly acceptable unto God. When you present your body as a living sacrifice, as a holy and as holy, that means righteous, full of the Spirit of God, and acceptable unto God. In other words here, it have to be acceptable. God has to be pleased with you for it to be acceptable. It said, which is your reasonable service. And so when we look at that, it means here is that if you are a child of God, you have to be a living sacrifice unto God. And that gives us the right to go in the actual room where God is, because our bodies is a living sacrifice full of the Holy Spirit. The Bible says that in Acts chapter 2, verse 17, he said, in the last days, what he says, it says, and it shall come to pass in the last days, said God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. All flesh, and he specifies all flesh in when he goes in the text and says, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, meaning that it don't matter who you are, when the Spirit of God is poured out upon you, you are a living sacrifice, means that you have a testimony, everybody in here, and your testimony should help you to be able to prophesy about the goodness of God. I don't care who you are, you have something to say about God and what he's done in your life. You can tell somebody about a word of God. You can preach a word of God to whoever it is, because you are living testimony. You don't have to get behind a podium to preach that word. I can teach it. I can tell it because I live it, because I've been there. And ain't no matter what anybody else said, but I can talk about who God is. I don't have to be on the podium. I don't have to be on the pulpit to preach about God. The preaching of the gospel is just telling about the truth, telling about the word of God. Everybody in here got a message. God help me. If you're a living testimony, you have a message. If you're a child of a master, you have a message. If you're still alive and you're in this sanctuary, you ought to have a word of God inside of your belly, ready to utter out of your mouth. Everybody in here have a word. You're a prophet. You are, can prophesy God's word if you're in this sanctuary of the Lord. Help me, somebody. You ain't got to be a preacher, but you can preach. Oh, y'all don't hear me. You don't have to be the pastor, but you can still preach. You don't have to be the Sunday school teacher, but you can teach. What am I going to teach? I'm going to teach the word of God. What word? The word that has been given to me. The word that has brought me through. The word that I learned. The word that God gave me. The word. I know I have some folk may be mixed up with that. I know. But and then it says, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And what that means is because of the Spirit of God that's in your life, he says that because of your age, it doesn't stop you from getting the things that God promised to you. He says him that you'll dream dreams, because what happens is as you get up in age, some of the things you didn't have, and just in case you think that you can't get it now, he said you can still dream. And he said, watch this, you can still dream. And because of the Spirit of God that's in you, he says you can reach for your dreams. God, help me, somebody. He says to the young ones, he says here, and that you shall have visions. He said, because of the Spirit of God that's poured out on all, he says, the vision of the future, you can still reach for. This is what he says. He said, there's a rope from heaven to earth. He says, the rope that is from heaven to earth. He says, because of that rope, it's called the Spirit. Whenever our earthly realm collapse with the heavenly realms, the manifestation of the Holy Spirit, watch this, will appear. What that means here is that God say, I want to connect with you. If you want to connect to me, it's not that I'm not here. I am here. He says, but if you want to connect to me, I would manifest myself. In other words, I would appear. I am here, but you can't feel me. I am present, but you can't see me. He said, but if you in your heart, in your spirit, that you want to pour, watch this, all the things, elderly folk that you dream of, you can still dream it if you pull on the rope. Y'all don't hear me. He said, watch this, young ones, if you have a vision and the vision is there because of the rope of God, if you pull the rope, all I need you to do is just put a bucket there, put a bucket and start pulling the rope. Everything on the rope is your visions, is your dreams, is your blessings. I wish I can get some folk to pull it down. I wish I can get some people to believe that God have everything that you need. Because if you pull it, he said, I gave you the dream on it and reach for it. I wish I had some reachers. Reach for it. I'm not too old that I can't get it. It's still in my dream to get. Pulling it down, reach for what you want and pull it down unto you. He said, why? He said, not by might. Oh, help me somebody. But by my word, which is my spirit. Well, when I look at the text, I look at it. We are on the highway of life. And while we are on the highway of life, I want you to understand is that we are going to have some situations in our life. Anybody believe that? On the highway of life. I want to go to John chapter 16, and verse 33. John chapter 16 and verse 33. I want you to understand that while we are on the highway of life, life is good to have. Y'all believe that? Life is good. Life is good to have. And many folk think that life have handed you a bad deal. But I want you to understand life have not handled you a bad deal. It's how you handle life. God help me. I wish I had some folk that can take control of life, because God has given us life, but you need to take control of life and handle life according to what God says and not what you want. And so what happened on the highway of life, the Bible says here, John 16 and 33, when he was dealing and talking to his disciples, look what he said. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye may have peace. He said, but in the world you should have tribulations. Understand here that on the highway of life, you're going to have some tars and snares. You're going to have tribulations on the highway of life. And he says, but in me, on the highway of life, watch this, you can have peace. It don't matter what you're going through. It don't matter what the road is like. It don't matter what storms come your way. He says here is that you can have peace in me. He said, but in the world, there's going to be trials. There's going to be tribulations. He said, but in me, you can have peace. He said, but be of good cheer. He said, I have overcome
the world. He wants us to understand it on the highway of life. He said, I've been there and done it. I know what it's like to be in the highway of life. I know what it's like when people come up against you. I know what it's like for when you're suffering with things. And I know what it's like to need some water. I know what it's like when your body gets tired. I know what it's like when you feel like giving up. He said, but be of good cheer. It's two things. He said, in me, you shall have peace. God help me. I wish I had some folk that was just snatch peace out the air, regardless of what you're suffering with, regardless of what's troubling you this morning. He say, in me, I need some folk to get in God this morning, to get in Jesus this morning and get back your peace. I see the storm. I see the raging. I see the trouble. I see the heartache. He said, but you in me, and in me you shall have peace. He said, peace is in me. And if you in me, you surrounded by peace. Even though you're in the highway of life, even though there's a tornado or twister in your life, on the highway of life, in me you can have peace. God, I wish I had somebody here that really want peace. I wish I had some folk that said I've been suffering and going through some things. I wish I had some real saint. I just need 100 folk to say, Lord, I need peace. I need about 100 folk that don't mind stepping out and said I've been through some things. But in the Lord, I find peace.
God, help me.
Then second, he said, I've overcome the world.
Uzziah was a child of God. We look here at this thing that even though Uzziah was a child of God, and I told you on last week that he had wisdom and he understood the things that he needed to know. But can I tell you something? Prior to him having witnessed, when having been given wisdom, when he was actually placed in the seat of his father Amaziah as the king of Judah, he knew nothing about the economy. He knew nothing about kingship. He knew nothing about proper judging. He didn't know how to handle Judah when he said he was only a child. He can mimic what his father did. But can I tell you something? To be an imitator does not help you. Preacher, we can't pretend to preach like some other pastor. It won't help me. God gives us all our unique style of delivering the same word. God, help me, somebody. I can't pretend to be something I'm not. All I can do is be myself in God. Help me, somebody. I don't have time to act like I'm something and I'm nothing. I don't have time to pretend to have all this money and I'm really broke. I don't have time to try to act like something that I really can't even control or have. All I can do is be me in Jesus. Can I help somebody? Like it or not, here I come. Either you like me just like I am, or you don't like me at all, because I'm not going to pretend. I'm not going to try to make you like me. I'm tired of trying to please folk. And I found out that I can't please you. I'm tired of trying to make you happy. I found out that you can't be happy with me. Can I tell you something? You have to find God for yourself. I'm trying to get to heaven. I'm trying to get a breakthrough. I'm trying to get my strength back myself. Can I tell you something? I wish I had some folk that can join me. I'm just trying to take it day by day, night by night.
by night. I'm just trying to make it, carrying my own cross. If I don't mind, folk church, helping somebody along the way, but I can't make you happy. You've got to love God yourself.
Found out something. I found out that a whole lot of folk don't like their own self. I found out folk don't like the way they look. Folk don't like the way they shape. And here you are trying to make somebody happy. And the reason why they're never happy is because they ain't happy with their own self. Oh, God, help me somebody. You got to like your own self. You got to love your own self. You got to look at your own self in the mirror. How you going to love me and you don't love yourself? How you going to like anything I do? You don't even like anything you do. You got to get self right. Oh, I know I'm talking to somebody in the name of Jesus. Watch this. Yeah. Uzziah, here in the word of God. The Bible said that he was a prosperous man. And the reason is because when he didn't know anything, the Bible said he seek God for God to teach him. Y'all hear me? And so what happened is he said, God, I'm coming to you. In other words, I'm doing the first thing is I'm coming to you so you can teach me what I need to know. So what happens here is that in his teaching, the Bible says he got close to Zechariah, the man of God. Watch this. The Bible says that this man of God understood visions. What happened is I can imagine that Uzziah, at the age of 16, God showed him visions and dreams, and Zechariah being the man of God, that God helped Zechariah interpret visions and dreams for Uzziah. Can I get a witness on that? And I can vouch for that because the Bible says here that as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. But also it says that as long as he was with Zechariah. Y'all understand that? Meaning as long as you stayed in the word of God. When I go down and look at my next verse, it says here in verse 6, 2 Chronicles chapter 26, verse 6, it says, and he went, come on, read with me, and he went forward and warred against the Philistines and break down the wall of Gath and the wall of Jabneh and the wall of Ashdod and built cities about Ashdod and among the Philistines. Watch this. He said, first of all, he says is that God was with him. And look what he said. He went forward and warred against the Philistines. And he said the walls of the enemy were broken down. It lets you know here that if you're going to go to battle, you're going to have somebody with you. Can I get a witness on that? Well, watch this. The Bible said in verse 7, it says, and God helped him. And when you say God helped him, it begins to talk about who God helped him against. It said he helped him against the Philistines and against the Arabians that dwelled in Gerbo, and the Mehunims, and so meaning the Moabites. He said God helped him against them. Now watch this. Go to Proverbs 30:5 with me. I want you to see how God helped him. When I look at Proverbs 30:5, I begin to say, Lord, how did you help him? The Bible says here, and Proverbs 35, every word of God is pure. Y'all understand that? He says here that the word of God is pure. Other words, is clean, is true. It's got power. It has life, the word of God. It says also back in Chronicles is that he had seek God. When he seek God, it means that he was a studier of the word of God. And it says that by studying, by seeking God, by getting close to God, I mean he had a word in his life. God help me. By getting close to God in his word, it says that the word is pure. And he said he is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. What am I saying, brother preacher? I'm saying here, but because he trusted in God's word and he had to go to battle against his enemies, God was a shield around him. Y'all don't hear me. If he was going to go to battle against the Philistines and the Moabites and the Ammonites, he had to have protection. You and I go to battle with Ammonites and Moabites all the time. Moabites, there are people that don't like us. There's a demonic attack upon our life daily. We go to battle, but because of God's word that we trust in, he places a shield around us. I wish I had some help here. I know that God is my shield of protection. I know he's a hedge around me. I know God hides me under the shadows of his wing. Every day I got a demon to battle with. Every day there's something fights me. Every day there's things that try to kill me. But because I trust in the word, and when I trust in a word, he becomes my shield. Anybody know that God is your protector? God is your keeper. God is the one that'll take care of you. Anybody believe that today? Watch this. On the highway of life, there are so many exits that you can take. I want to look at this first exit that someone has to take who's in the highway of life. If you're going to survive, you're going to have to take this first road called humble. Oh, help me, somebody. That's the first road. That's the first road. Out the two roads I want to deal with today. When I look at Uzziah, he humbled himself. The reason why, I know he humbled himself because when he was 16 years old, he said, I can't be the king. I don't know what to do. He said, I got to humble myself and seek God. When he humbled himself to the word of God, he had to deny his name as being King Uzziah to be a child of the master. Can I get a witness here? John 1 and 3. I want to go to John 1 and 3. Go to a few verses with me if you don't mind. First thing that you're going to have to do as a child of God is you're going to have to understand this thing here. If you're going to have anything, if you're going to prosper, if you're going to accomplish any mission, if you're going to have anything, you're going to have to come to this. Watch this. John 1 and 3 say, all things were made by. Oh, y'all don't hear me. Watch this. That's the first thing of humility. On the road of humility, you're going to have to understand that all things are made by him. Watch this. Can I tell you that soon as you take the road of humility, it's important for you to understand this thing here. And without him was not anything made that was
made. Can I get a witness here? See, when I take this exit on this road, I have to know that the first sign lets me know before I go any farther. All things were made by God. It wasn't anything made that was made without him. Can I tell you something? He's just giving you confidence. He said, if you take this word with you, you're going to need it down the road of being humble. God help me. Can I get a witness here? He said, you're going to need it. He said, you're going to need it. Watch this. When I look at the saying here, I also said, look at 1 Peter 5 and 6. Go to 1 Peter 5 and 6. Look what Peter says in 1 Peter 5 and 6. He lets us know that Uzziah had to do this. And not only does Uzziah have to do it on that road, but you and I have to do it also on the road of humbleness. Watch, look what he said. He says, humble yourself, therefore. And I want to stop. He say, humble yourself. Tell somebody, bring it down a notch. Help me, somebody. I don't care about your education. Bring it down. Bring it down, baby. Bring it down. Bring it down. I know you got some certificates. I know, baby, you got something on your wife, but bring it down. He said, humble yourself under the mighty hands of God. Other words here, quiet down. Don't need to get all up in the air. Don't need to be all up in it because of what the nameplate you have on your badge, or because of the jacket you wear, or because of the status of being the CEO, because you're the owner of the bank, the owner of the bank. Humble yourself. He said, quiet it down, quiet it down. Watch this. He says here, it's important to humble yourself. He said, therefore, under the mighty hand of God. Watch this. He says here that you have to submit yourself unto God. He said, you need meekness and kindness and gentleness under the mighty hands of God. Don't you ever forget where you come from. Don't you think just because you came from the outhouse to the in-house, you're better than the ones that's still in the outhouse. I told you earlier, you're a living sacrifice. It means you got a word in you. You can prophesy to somebody that's still in the outhouse. Oh, I wish I had some folk that came out of the outhouse in the in-house that are prophesy with kind and goodness and love and gentle, that the Lord would bring you from where you are to where you can be. Can I get a witness here? He'll bring you from a low point to a high point. And the reason why you're able to talk about it is because you've been there and done that. I know I got a whole lot of folk in here that they want to be like the haves and the haves not. You know, Sister Girl said, we don't act like that. They want us to act. Can I tell you something? Don't you ever forget where you come from. Don't you ever forget how hard it was for you. Don't you ever forget that the Lord brought you out. Don't you ever forget where your bread and your water came from. Can I get a witness? You better help somebody along the way. You better encourage somebody along life highway. He says here that he may exalt you in due time. God said, I don't want nobody trying to exalt themselves. Stop wanting people to call your name out. God help me. You ain't got to call my name. You ain't got to say nothing. In fact, yeah, when I go to other churches, when I go to funerals at other churches, I always go at a certain time so I can just sit in the back. Y'all don't hear me. Because there's the pastors that just thank you, just want to be seen, and thank you, just want to preach. Baby, I preach enough at regular. Ain't trying to be seen. I ain't trying to make a name of myself. I'm sitting in the back because in due time, God will exalt you. That's why I always tell the preachers, when you go to another church, never try to make yourself in a pulpit until a pastor asks you to come. I wish I had somebody that would hear me. Never try to impress yourself. You ain't got to try to impress yourself. In due time, God will exalt you. You got to stay on the road of humbleness. Oh, I wish I had some folk in here that understand that. Can I tell you something? That on the road of humbleness now, you're going to get your feelings hurt. On the road of humbleness, you're going to cry sometimes. On the road of humbleness, you're going to feel some pain in your gut. God help me. Because on the road of humbleness, you got to put up with some mess. And the reason why the Lord said stay humble, it means, yeah, I ain't got to open my mouth and argue back with you. I'm going to stay humble. And it hurts me sometimes when folk rise up against you, when people hurt you on that road. You got to remember what the Lord says. He said everything that was made. Can I get a witness here? It was made by him. God help me. He says here, yeah, when you get down the road, there are going to be some things you don't have that you're going to want. On the road of humbleness, sometimes you're going to have a blowout. And can I tell you something? Being humble, watch this. Not only are you going to have a flat tire, but sometimes all four wheels get flat. Trying to be humble. Can I get a witness here? Humbleness. You got to forgive folk for something you ain't even did. To be humble, you got to accept when they do say they are sorry, even if they don't mean it. You still got to be humble and accept it. There are some folk up in here need to understand about what real humbleness is. See, when you be humble, when you need a car after you lost a good car, to be humble is not to look at a name brand of a car. See, a lot of folk don't want to be humble. You'd rather go without a car if you can't buy a car with a name brand. But to be humble, can I talk to you for a little while? It means, Lord, anyway, you bless me. Be satisfied. Oh, God. I ain't going to be able to finish this church. Have to be humble. Mean, Lord, I drive the hootie. Lord, to be humble, it means if the car costs $9,099 and 99 cents, if the car don't have electric windows, if it don't have leather seats, I'll be satisfied if it just get me to point A and the point B. I'll be satisfied. But you got some folks that would rather go without a car if they can't get a car with a name brand. But I'm going to be humble because the Bible says in due time he will exalt you. Can I tell you something? Watch this. On the road of humbleness, I drive my car. Drive in the front of the church. Park it in the front parking lot. Some folk may talk about you. You got to stay humble while they're going to say, she must have fell down. She used to drive this car. Now she got this car. But can I tell you something? I don't mind being Like Brother Job, he lost everything, but he stayed humble. Can I get a witness here? He lost his money. He lost the house. He lost his camels. He lost his sheazes. And he lost his kids. He lost his servants. But can I tell you what he did? He cut off everything of his head. And the Bible says he humbled himself and said, as naked as I came, naked shall I return. He said, blessed be the name of the Lord. The Lord give it, and the Lord will take it away. I'm going to stay humble. Can I get a witness here? I wish I had some humble folk in here that don't mind trusting in God. Can I tell you something? You may not have much in the bank, but stay humble. Is anybody here understand something? The devil trying to kill you, but stay humble. The devil is trying to mess you up. Stay on the humble road. Is anybody here know the Lord will work things out on the road of humbleness? My spirit is tried. My heart may get hurt, but can I tell you something? On the road of humbleness, trust in the Lord. On the road of humility, trust in the Savior. On the road of humbleness, take the Lord everywhere you go. Is it anybody here on the road of humbleness? Look what God says. On the road have long suffering. You're going to suffer loss on a humble road. On the road, you got to stay there when they don't want you. Stay there when they don't like you. Stay there when they persecute you. Stay there when they tell you go. Stay right there. Can I tell you something? I gotta put up with foolishness, but I'm gonna stay humble, because what I know is I got a shield around me. I got protection around my life. Is it anybody here glad for the covering? Can I tell you what a covering is? It's when everything comes up on you. I come up in here and get covered. Is it anybody here? No, the Lord cover me. The storm comes, but I'm covered. Trials come, but I'm covered. Is it anybody here covered by the Lord? Is it anybody here? Have the Lord got you? He got you. Tell your neighbor, he got you. Tell the Lord, thank you, Lord. Tell your other neighbor, he covered you. Ain't he all right? Say yes. He tried to kill me, but the Lord got me. He tried to destroy me, but the Lord got me. Say yes. Say yes. Oh, he's all right. Ain't he all right?
On the road. This first row,
humbleness. Don't get beside yourself. Humble yourself under the mighty. Oh, y'all missed that. Mighty. Mighty. That means God got it. God got it. Because he's a mighty covering. The word of God. Trust in the word. And won't God handle the rest? Come on, give God some praise. God, he told Isaiah, he said, I'm going to take you places if you just humble yourself. Stay on the road. Stay on the road of humbleness. Stay on the road of humbleness. Stay right there. Stay right there. Don't you move. Don't let nothing move you. All the money in your pocket, stay humble. Don't you mistreat nobody because they don't dress like you dress. Stay humble. Don't you mistreat somebody because their child is going through and yours was a doctor and the other one was a lawyer, and you're going to have the audacity to mistreat somebody because their child is on drugs and the daughter got pregnant and the other son is in jail. You better humble yourself. In fact, you ought to be praising God that you didn't have to go through it. And then you ought to be humble enough to say, God will make a way out of no way. You better stay humble. You better stay humble. You better stay humble. Looking down on somebody that goes to school to a community college and yours is in the university, and you have the audacity to get out of place, you ought to be praising God. You ought to encourage that mother. Whatever God is doing, let God do it. Can I help somebody here? Don't ever think you better than the one that's sitting right by you or behind you. You better humble yourself. Because you can be up today and down tomorrow. There's a whole lot of folk that have money in the bank that is getting ready to take out of here. And they're looking at their money and too selfish to give to the Lord, too selfish to help somebody that have a big high note because you're worried about yourself. Can I tell you something? It ain't all about money, baby. It ain't all about prestige. Anything I can do, Lord, use me. Use this vessel. Use this tool. Use this instrument. God, I'll be humble. I need somebody to say, God, if you use anybody, use me. Oh, I wish I had some folk up in here that believe that God bless you to bless somebody else. That God is taking care of you so you can help take care of somebody else. I wish I had somebody up in here that don't mind being a giver. Humble yourself under the mighty hands of God. A road called humble. Why don't you give God some praises up in here? I'm finished. I'm really going to try to finish this up next week, but I'm finished. The doors of the church is open. Is there anyone here that wants to come to the Lord? This is your opportunity to come. Wherever you are, the doors of the church is open.
Is there one in here that don't know God and the pardon of their sins when you come? Is there one in here right now that wants to come by your Christian experience? Candidate for water baptizing. This is your opportunity to come. You're looking for a church home. You're looking for a place of worship. This is your opportunity to come. Will you come? The doors of the church is open. Will you come? Will you come? Wherever you are, this is your opportunity to come. God is speaking to you. God is calling you. God is telling you that this is your opportunity. Come to him. He said, I give you peace. I give you rest. I give you strength. Will you come? The doors of the church is open. Come on, quiet. To encourage you to pray for the one that's going to get baptized. I encourage you to stay for this because this is an excited moment for the one that's going to get baptized as he make a public announcement of the death, the burial, and resurrection of the Lord. Back in those days, everybody came out to see the one that's going to get baptized. Oh God, but the days have changed. Well, folk don't care about the other one coming to God. But I want to encourage you that this is the time that the saints should rejoice. Because the one have come to God. And that's an opportunity for the saints to rejoice. Because what the Lord has done. Come on, give God some praises. As we prepare